and Ordination by Dr. Herbert Barely. Dr. Barely, I met him during the time I was the I went to San Diego, right? San Diego to be ordained by him. And I will tell you, it was one of the greatest time I spent in my life. And I remember when I left the campus and I was coming through the at the airport, and I was coming through the mechanisms.
Control.
And every minute this thing going off.
I said, my God, what is this? Just going off.
Come back, go back. You think everything will be. And then I said, listen. I'm just ordained the minister. And maybe I got some fire in my system. And is firing all these alarms. And Dr. Barely, you did the fire. You liked the fire. And I'm so happy that you can come today to this church and ordain my daughter. We were pushing for a very long time. But Helen is somebody you cannot push. You have to leave her alone. And she always say, in her time. Well, this is her time. And I'm very, very grateful. And even when she came and she said, Mommy, I want this on this day, the 21st. Because you are in on the 20th. Of June, and I want mine on the 21st. I thought a little about my birthday, which is in 2 weeks, and you're invited to. It's an holiday at 7 a.m. And then I said, no, we waited too long for this. She wants it on this day, and it must be done. You know, I believe that Spirit speaks to us all the time. And we must obey Spirit when Spirit speaks to us. Spirit spoke to her, and this morning, we are all grateful and happy, and we feel so proud that she has taken this giant step in her life. So I have great pleasure in bringing to you the man of fire, Dr. Herbert Barely.
Thank you, love.
Is that everyone? You're fire though?
Oh, you're wonderful. I'll get your hat for you.
Thank you. You see what I mean?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you realize what has happened today to you? Each one of you are wakening up to the fact that you are being yourself and having fun. And that's the best thing in the world to do. Because if you don't be yourself and have fun, why exist? I have nieces and nephews all over the place. Some that aren't even nieces and nephews, but they call themselves my nieces and nephews. And I have baptized dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of children all over the world. And one of my little nephews, grandnephews, heard that I was going to come and visit my sister in Delaware. And he said, good, when is Uncle Herbie coming, you know? And his mother said, well, why are you so interested? Well, he's funny. And Isn't that a wonderful thing to have people refer to you that you're funny? I mean, that is really beautiful. You know, we could go all sorts of places. Vibert over here, he saw me sitting at the ordination programs over here with Kennard Davis, and he saw me with a shirt that wasn't exactly perfect, and he went out and bought me a beautiful new white shirt. And Joy, over here, she sat with me at the ordination programs and so forth, and she says, "Dr. Byerly, you don't have any socks on." And I said, no, I am myself, and I like me. And that's the way it is. I have finally found a pair of shoes that fit. These Croc shoes are just wonderful. I am being myself and having fun. I have spoken before the potentates of the world with my Crocs, with no socks. And I have been myself and they respect that. Because I was not putting on a show for them.
I mean, this robe is quite a show in itself. Turn my microphone around. This robe is quite a show in itself. But Ellen insisted that we bring it along.
I said, no, if they want me to wear a robe, they got a couple extras in their closet, you know, and I could have perhaps one of these beautiful white ones, you know. Wouldn't that look great? Maybe we'll get a white one for me. But, oh boy. The University of Healing has been doing a wonderful job for many, many years. I first started thinking about it and developing it in 1948. That's a few years ago. And in 1975, we incorporated in the state of California, and now we are adjudicated in the state of California as a non-secondary school organization, and the state recognizes that, and that's kind of nice when they appreciate who we are. I mean, we knew who it was all along, but they finally caught on. And they accepted us and said, "You're wonderful." And we said, "Great." But what do we do? We could have a academic educational school. An academic educational school is reading, writing, and arithmetic, all those beautiful things. But we teach philosophy. We teach pure, beautiful, wonderful philosophy. And the philosophy that we teach is the philosophy that somebody else taught a couple of years ago. You may remember the fellow. He was fooling around Galilee and Jerusalem and, you know, playing around with a bunch of guys there just having a ball. And he was. He didn't have a job. You know, my goodness sakes. He didn't have a job, yet he had a seamless robe. He had the best. And he had the finest people around him. And he taught a philosophy that made the people of his day, his brothers, he was a rabbi, and the others who were rabbis got a little shook up with him. Because he was teaching them love, pure love. And he was teaching them to love one another, to live harmoniously in a wonderful world of love, that God is a God of love, and that God is a tough thing to find. Where in God's name do you find God? And Jesus said, within. God is within every being. Within. We don't need to search outwardly for God. We search inwardly for God. And why do we become peaceful and quiet? Because then God in us can speak to us and tell us what it is that our heart's desire really is, what it is that we really love, what it is that makes us on fire, like this lovely lady here. Every time we get together, she gets on fire. And why does she get on fire? Because I'm so happy. And you've met my associate, Ellen Jeremini here. Dr. Jeremini is the proctor and the director and the CEO and all, everything else I can throw at her from the University of Healing. She's just fantastic. But she's having fun. And I said to her, "Ellen, you're doing too much work. Let me take some of it away from you." "Oh, no, you don't." She says, "I like doing this." And I said, "Well, I got some more things for you to do." Okay, fine. Throw them at me. Go ahead. And then, do you know what she learns how to do? She likes herself so much. She feels that she can go to the other members of the staff and say, this is something I'd like you to do. This is something I'd like you to do. She knows how to delegate. Yes, me too. She knows how to delegate. And she does a beautiful job of delegation. And people absolutely love her, as you've seen today. Everyone who comes into her life just loves her. Her grandson called the other day and said he had a little problem. And so she is an unworried grandmother. And she called him back and she said, all is in divine order. All is wonderful. You are so fantastic. You are so wonderful. Never, you have no problems, no problems. And he said, yes, yes, yes. I know that, I know that. She said, how'd you know that? Because I felt when I called you and you had already answered me before you talked to me on the phone that that was what you were going to say. And so I knew it. And he knew it. And you see, his big problem is that he has so many girlfriends. And he has to share. And yes, you heard that? And he has to share with these girlfriends. And all of these girlfriends that he has are super women. They're super girls. He's 21 or something, isn't he? And they're super girls, just super, super girls. He has nothing but the best because his grandmother taught him. She said, be yourself and have fun and you will always have the best in life. You'll always have the most wonderful things in life. Follow what Jesus said. No, she didn't say that to him. She just said, be yourself and have fun. You see, Jesus got pissed off at his disciples. You like that word? Mm-hmm. Not really. You say, Herb, you are a minister and you're saying pissed off. What a terrible thing to say. But he did. He really did. He got so ticked off at his disciples, he said, look, you guys are not doing your thing. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I got him hidden behind the bar here. And over there, Joy is hidden behind the bar. He said to his disciples, I teach you everything. I share with you everything. I show you the way, the truth, and the light. I show you how to live a happy life. I tell you, be happy, be happy, be happy. And you go around with frowns on your face and looking at other people, trying to tell other people how to live their lives. Be an example, he said. Live it by example. And he said, I am so tired of you guys going out and not healing, preaching, teaching, and doing all the great things, raising the dead, you know. And you say, wow, hey, how about that? Neat. But he said, go and do it. And they depended on him. They kept saying, Jesus does it, Jesus does it, Jesus does it, Jesus does it. And Jesus said, I'm leaving. I am cutting out. And I'm going to do it very dramatically. And he did. His leaving the scene was very dramatic. And it taught them several other lessons. It taught them that life is immortal, eternal. Just as he rose from the tomb. Life is immortal, eternal. That's what we are. We are immortal, eternal beings. We are wonderful. But we must not leave it to Jesus. Your songs here are very beautiful and very fantastic, but so often you're leaving it to Jesus. You're leaving it to a God outside of yourself. And recognize that Jesus taught God inside yourself and that this is where it's all at. This is where you are all at. And you are all fantastic. And he really likes what I'm saying. I mean, how many of you in the audience are responding so beautifully like that? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, now, just listen. Listen with all your heart. And if you do it with love, it's good. Now, his dad promised him an ice cream and he didn't get it. Now, he wants it. And they're going to go and get it. Now, you see, a little bit of squeaky wheel gets a little ice cream, doesn't it? That's kind of nice. Now, what's the squeaky wheel doing in you? Is the squeaky wheel in you saying, I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to live a good life. I want to do all that. The University of Healing teaches this philosophy to its students. and we have students all over the world. 31 years ago, I shouldn't say that, 31 years ago, she was ordained on campus, and I had that privilege. And many of you have been ordained on campus, and many of you are ordained in your churches and so forth, like Vibert and his wife. You know, fantastic, right? Yes. Kennard, I saw a picture of you the other day in this beautiful geodesic dome with Ellen in the ordination ceremony, and I thought, what a handsome guy, you know? No wonder the women just flocked to his church. It's fantastic. I'm down in Nigeria, and I am speaking in churches down in Nigeria. We have a number of them down there, and those churches are filled with men. And I said, I don't like that. I said, bring your wives. And so now they're starting to bring their wives. And the wives are bringing the children. And then I baptized 3 or 4 children, and then all of the brothers and sisters said, we want to get baptized too. So then I had 35 baptisms, and then the daddies and mummies, they all wanted to be baptized. Because what I said to them was, they are beautiful, they are good, they are wonderful, they are fantastic, they are glorious, just as Jesus would have said it to any of them. I figure whatever he said is a good start for me, and I should go beyond that. The things that I do, you shall do also, and greater things than these shall you do. Well, let's us begin doing the greater things. And this ordination that we have today is a prelude to the greater things. I think that wherever he is, oh, he's at the piano there. That guy at the piano, he should play the prelude for Helen John's services whenever she gives a service, because I mean, you have never heard it done like that before, have you? I mean, there's pizzazz in there, there's magic in there, there's enthusiasm in there, and we all, I felt goosebumps all over me. Did you feel goosebumps on you? It was so tingly, it was so beautiful, because I was expecting the standard brand, but he moved on into the magic of his fingertips, singing out his heart and the music that was there. And Ellen, you got a good supporter there. He's fantastic. And that's the way you are too. You see, this is what being ordained means. Being ordained doesn't mean going out and telling somebody something that they don't already know. Being ordained means living and being yourself and having fun, and then going out and having the entire world as a reflection of who you are. Is she a glorious woman? Yes. Is her world filled with glorious people? You all. Yes. Did you ever hear an unkindly word about this beautiful child? You know? Everyone who knows her knows that she has such beauty and majesty and such goodness inside of her, and they say, wow, 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 it's just nice to be next to you, because it's a reflection. You see in her who you are, and she sees in you who she is. And, you know, she lives in a very, I think Siddhartha, you know, the Buddha, I don't think he had anything more than you did. Because the Buddha would just sit in his deer park, and people would come to him and say, teach us how to meditate. And he would just give them a flower and say, smell it, think about it. And it's a reflection of you. And when the Buddha found bliss, remember when he found bliss? And he came back to the fellows that he was walking around with, being a mendicant monk, and he said to the guys, fellas, I found bliss. And they said, oh, wonderful, tell us all about it. And he said, well, this is what it's all about. Let's party. Party? Yes. I'm through flagellating myself, telling myself I'm an evil person, that I'm a sinner, I'm no good. Let's go out and live. And let's go out and be the beautiful beings that we are. And they couldn't handle it. And they left him. But he went out. And because of him, he developed a philosophy that the whole world in his Indian nation followed. They changed, or rather they included Buddhism into their Brahmanistic philosophy because they didn't want to lose all the people who were going to this man who was teaching them to listen within. And with Jesus, those who couldn't handle it put him up on the cross. And the court could find nothing wrong with him. We find nothing wrong with him. But no, we went up there. And so technicalities were there, and so they were able to do it. But that was part of his show too. He said that to the people, I must go so the Comforter can come. Well, my loves, Helen is the Comforter who is coming to you today to be the most beautiful expression of the divine that you have ever seen on the face of the earth. A pure reflection of yourself, of course. And a pure reflection of me too. And a pure reflection of her mommy here. And you're her musician. Wow. You know, isn't it fantastic how beautiful everything is in the world when you put your heart in a beautiful frame of reference? Unto the pure, all is pure. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and you shall see. You see, we are told these things, but we want to go around instead making excuses for not having a happy face. And you have no right not to have a happy face because you have a happy following, you have a happy teacher, you have a happy world. Christianity is a happy teaching. And you are very poor Christians when you are sad. And you're very poor Christians when you are mad. And you are very poor Christians when you're bad. You know? So knock it off. And be yourself. And have fun. And enjoy yourself. Always follow your own inner heart. And remember this. As I have said so many times without saying these words. You are number one. You are number one. Live it, believe it, do it. This is what the University of Teaching of Healing teaches. This is what the University of Healing shares with everyone who will listen. You're number one. We have books that I have written and we published and they're available. And they tell, I am number one. And we have my sister sent me a little mirror and it says, I love me. Well, now that's good. But you love everything. But do you like yourself? Yes. Yeah. Do you like yourself under all circumstances? Well then, get yourself a mirror that says, I like me. And if you don't have a mirror, take some lipstick and put it up in the mirror yourself. You know, I like me. And every time you get up in the morning, every time you look at the mirror, I like me. People come in your house and say, what do you mean, I like me? Well, if I don't like myself, who else will? And if I teach my children to like themselves, they will be the bestest children in the whole world, you know? And if I teach my friends and my family to like themselves by my example, clink, 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 by my example, then, wow, am I being a minister to the world, starting with myself. And this is what we have here today. We have this beautiful certificate here. Wow, it is great. It's only given out to magical people, and I guess each one of you would qualify, wouldn't you? Yes. She took the course, so she gets that done. And it says, God Unlimited, a church of meditation, teaching, and healing, credentials and certificate of ordination. This is to certify that the Church of God Unlimited finds that Helen R. John is worthy and well endowed spiritually and educationally to carry on the work of the teaching of truth, healing, preaching the word, being an example of pure living, being an example of pure living, being an example of pure living, and to perform all the functions of a minister. And by the powers vested in God Unlimited, is hereby ordained to said office given at Campo and now here, on June 21st, 2008, your special day. And we will have her come up in just a minute to receive this. Just sit down now. I got the floor for a second here, you know. Isn't she wonderful? Now, any of you who would like to dedicate your life to this. I think that we can set up a program here in this church whereby we can have Reverend John and Reverend John work with you and proctor some of your lessons and get you going so that you too may carry the title of Reverend from a church that teaches the teachings of Jesus, not a church that teaches the traditional fundamental type of learning that you get from many places. And not that the fundamental learning is not good. I was with a group of Amish people 2 days ago, and I have never seen more gorgeous, beautiful people in my life. The young man, 14 and 16, pure innocence, pure beauty. They didn't know any evil. They didn't know any badness. They didn't have a television in the house. They didn't have newspapers. They didn't have radio. All they did was have the teachings that they believe in, of the gentleness that they believe in. Now, it's true, we all don't want to go without electricity and without cars. We don't want to go without television and without newspapers. But what a wonderful world it would be if we did. Because they are so pure and so innocent and so lovely. They are what really Jesus taught about. Now, I don't suggest that we become Amish or Amish or Mennonites or whatever. But I do suggest that when we see a good tree, when we see a good way of living, they hold no judgment about anyone because they don't know any judgments about anybody. They don't know what's going on in this wonderful world. All they do is say, the world is wonderful. And believe it or not, they do live in a wonderful world. I was in their homes. I was in their barns. I was with them doing many different things. I was invited to participate. That's quite an honor in itself. But I was invited to participate because I did not judge them. And I did not determine whether they were doing what was right or wrong or not. And this is what a minister does. A minister, judge not, lest ye be judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, so shall you be judged. Oh, that's terrible. I mean, that's mean. That's darn right mean. But that's the prudent principle. That's what the master taught. So let's get with it. And let's start looking at the world and saying, what a wonderful world this is. Instead of saying, now here I'll go on a soapbox for a minute. Instead of saying, instead of saying there's war here and there, we say there's peace on earth and it began with me. Instead of saying there is poverty here, we say there's abundance in the world. Instead of saying people are sick and starving, we say all is in divine order. The World Health Organization went down to Africa and they worked in a community in Africa and they cleared out a ditch, which was the drainage ditch and so forth. The kids played there all the time. And then they give the kids all these shots for immunity so that they wouldn't, they would be immune to these other things. But the kids were already immune to all those things. And do you know what happened? All the kids died. They died. I mean, this really happened. Now, the World Health Organization took a new glance at how well their do-gooder program is and how deeply they have to look into what the truth is, what's going on. All is in divine order. All of these children from that community, their mothers would say, that's what they've always done. It all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And it was. And then somebody comes along to help. And trouble happens. Don't help. Be an example. Do you think Helen is going to be a great example? Do you think she has a great example in her mom? Do you think she has a great example in Gwendolyn Egerton? Yeah, you don't know Gwendolyn, huh? My God, I thought everybody knew her. And do you think she has a great example here in Kinnard? or in Vibert. And yes, are you both there? Yes, I'll never forget you. And you, Charles, Albert, yeah, and come here. Help me with these names. She's my filing cabinet.
And Joycelyn.
Jocelyn.
Joycelyn.
Joycelyn. Jocelyn. Joycelyn. Well, Jocelyn died, but Joycelyn, right? Oh, okay, now.
Marva Edmonds.
Marva Edmonds. Yeah. I was wondering when this name was going to come up. Yes. There she is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And many others, and of course Joy there, and yes. Anybody else here?
Who? Holland.
Oh, you're wearing a hat. My goodness sakes. You know, Roland came to campus and he taught us how to dance. And he's really quite good. What's the name of the dance, Roland?
Electric slide.
He was great. And everybody followed him and did beautiful. But everybody loved him. And everybody remembers him from teaching the electric slide. But you see, he shared who he was, as we all do. And what did my grandnephew say to me? That I was what?
Funny.
Did I call that a compliment beyond compliments? Yes. Would we all call it a compliment beyond compliments if everybody in our world came up to us and said, "Hey, you're funny, you're nice, you're great," you know? Pretty nice, huh? But that means you have to be that way. That means you live it in your heart, right? And are we living it in our heart, right? Are we?
Yes.
Yeah? And what happens when we live it in our heart? When we live it in our heart, beautiful things take place. Miracles take place, magic takes place, and fun things take place. And I have a lot of fun. And let me just see here now. See, I have my alphabetical index here, and I can go through it to figure out anything I want with all the neat things that are here. I went to the wrong letter. Okay, there we go. There. Okay, now, Vibert, I have your address here and your telephone number, and I have your wife's name, Ingrid, here too, you see. I may have my mind go off on the tangents, and Joy Thomas is here and everybody, and I had 6 telephone numbers down here for the church, and all of them were wrong. So I had to straighten those things out. But this is one of those little iPhones that are kind of fun. So, you say, what does that have to do with an ordination? Anybody got a comment? Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Do I, you know, now I'm going to give Helen the statement that is going to go with her all of her life. Helen, if you teach, share, and live what's in your heart, you'll never have to worry whether you're doing it right or whether you forgot something, because you will always be doing what your heart tells you to do. And everybody will just keep right on loving you the way they do now, because you're being yourself and having fun. Now, can you handle that? Well, then come on up here and get your ordination. Have you take a picture with us again? This is the ordination for Helen John here, and it now authorizes her to be what she has been doing all of her life.
Yeah.
Being herself and having fun.
Yeah.
And Helen?
Yeah.
You are gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful lady.
Thank you.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yes, thank you.
She's my reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love you.
I accept. I love you too. I love you too. And I thank you for everything. Thank you.
Well, there it is.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you all.
Did you want to say thank you here?
After.
After. to the program. This is a woman, as her mother says, that cannot be pushed. Okay, you do that. Very good. And I thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to be here with you. And who knows what tomorrow will bring, right? Because each one of you will look at yourself a little differently. Oh, Tina. Isn't she wonderful? Each one of you will look at yourself just a little differently, recognizing how wonderful you are, and realizing that it's not just because you're a reflection of me, it's that too. But you've got some pudding in your pie there that I haven't even seen yet, and maybe you'll show it to me, and I'll get that wonderfulness too. Now, you just walk in the footsteps of Helen John here, who is walking in the footsteps of Evelyn John, and who is walking in the footsteps of the world's masters, and great things are going to happen. If you think your church is great now, watch tomorrow. Thank you very much. I love you.
You had to say something. Thank
you. Thank you.
Got my program here.
Oh, yeah.